Biscuits, you come into today at 12-12. David Blake alongside you throughout the night here on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Shuckers in good shape after a big win last night, 7-5 over the Biscuits. They fell down early, 3-0, but from there scored 7 of the game's 9 final runs to take the win over the Biscuits and pull in a tie for first place with the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. The two teams have gone toe-to-toe over the last 3 games. No team has won while the other has lost. They both come in today tied atop the South Division at 14-10. Montgomery 2 games back while the M-Braves sit 6 games behind. Also, the other 14-10 team in the league sits in the North Division. The Tennessee Smokies, fresh off a 19-2 win last night against Rockin' City, breaks the trio of teams at 14-10 on the season as we head into the first Friday game in May. Shuckers send Adam Seminaros to the hill, while the Biscuits send the left-hander Jacob Lopez to the hill on their side of things. We'll take a break when we come back. It's time for our weekly chat with the manager of the Shuckers, Mike Guerrero. We touch a bit on the base running ability of this team. It's been one of the best things to see throughout this year, a bit about the ability to limit it on the catching side of things, and then we get a bit into Carlos Rodriguez's career high 17 game on base streak that just wrapped up last night. That comes your way next in the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network before first pitch at 6:35.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. I can make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Konecka Sausage is the exclusive sausage sponsor and hot dog provider of MGM Park. Find them at your next trip to MGM Park at the first and third base concession stands.
As I get my grill on.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark on Saturday, July 1st at 6:05 and receive a Shuckers Hawaiian shirt presented by Konecka Sausage. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers at MGM Park on Saturday, August 12th at 6:05 as they take on the Tennessee Smokies and celebrate Olympic royalty for Women in Sports Night. The Shuckers are set to honor Gulfport's own Brittany Reese, a 3-time Olympic medalist and 7-time world champion, with a bobblehead in her likeness for the first 1,000 fans. Visit the MGM Park box office or visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get your tickets for the celebration.
Game show. Shuckers and Biscuits get set for a 6:35 first pitch. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and as always on Fridays, we're joined by the manager, Mike Guerrero. Skip, thanks much for joining us.
Thank you, Javik. Thank you for having me.
It's been a fun couple of weeks with the Shuckers. It's a team that comes into today tied for the best record in the Southern League, but it's also a team that's stolen what seems like about 72 bases every time you turn your head around. How much fun has it been to create that pressure on the base paths and let the guys run wild?
Well, I think our approach is teaching how to run the bases if you had speed. And, you know, that's pretty much everyone has green light until we take it off. And, you know, it's been fun just to watch and then take advantage of their what's being given.
It has to also be exciting, too, to have a single turn into a triple with guys stealing second and then third.
Well, I think anyone that has the ability and the instincts that we're trying to develop is really important. really important for our guys, our organization, to, if you had speed, to develop in that area. And that's something that's going to pay off somewhere in their future, in their career.
On the other side of things, the catching staff and the pitching staff have done a great job at limiting stolen bases on their end. Jefferson Caro threw out two guys last night. How important is it, while creating pressure on the offensive side, taking away the ability for teams to create that pressure on the defensive side?
Well, that shows you that the talent that that kid has behind the plate, and it's part of the approach that we're taking in the pitching side, being able to control the running game.
And Jefferson Caro's arm is ridiculous. How much fun is it for you to see him with those pop times and throwing down to second?
Well, it's pretty exciting. One of the best catchers I've seen in years, and hopefully he keeps getting better, and the future is bright.
And how about the bat, too? That home run last night was a moonshot.
That's why he's one of the best prospects in our organization. He has a lot of talent. He's still a young kid, just 20 years old. Hopefully keeping healthy and keep developing. I think the Brewers are going to see him in the near future.
Another young guy, Carlos Rodriguez, last night it broke the streak, but he reached base in 17 straight games, went about a month straight without ever not reaching base. How impressive is that to see from a kid who's just in his first year in Double A?
Well, it's really important for them to understand the on-base percentage is really important, because that's the way runs are important. You got to get on base, and that tells you that he controlled the strike zone and the ability to hit the ball to all field. So that's very happy for him, and let's hope that he can build another one.
The other big thing, you talk about OBP. This is a team that walks a ton. How important is it for you to see that discipline that guys have at the plate this year?
That's something that we've been preaching since the first day in spring training, controlling the strike zone, but still being aggressive in the strike zone when you get your pitch. It's we're really something that we emphasize and something that we take pride on it.
Cam Robinson joined the bullpen this week, which adds to just an embarrassment of riches you have in the back end. It's him, Abner Uribe, Harold Chirino, Daryl Thompson, James Meeker. We go on and on about the great arms in the bullpen. Does it make your job easier with that amount of talent in the back end of the bullpen, or is it harder because you got to figure out how to get everybody their innings?
Well, it's, all of them, they're not available at the same day. So that makes it exciting, being able to use the guys that are available at the end of the game. That gives us a better chance to participate and contribute on team wins. And I think it's really important. Our pitching coaches have done an incredible job getting people ready and getting people adjusting to the league and doing what's necessary for them to be successful. It's comfortable every time you see an arm like that coming out of the bullpen, but you're always excited to see them being successful, but get better for the next level and contribute to the big leagues.
Well, how fun has this start been for you? It's a team that's hit the ball well, stolen bases well, pitched well, good defense all around. How fun has this been for you to see?
Well, I get excited every night when let's see what we do tonight, and it's like an everyday thing, and just try to enjoy the game on a daily basis. I try to focus on today, never too high, never too low, and just enjoy what and see what the day brings.
Well, Skip, thanks so much for joining us. Best of luck tonight.
Thank you. Thank you, Jamie.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Biscuits at 6:35. Great, as always, to be joined by the manager, Mike Guerrero, before we start things off on a Friday night. It's the Shuckers and the Biscuits. Get going in just a couple of minutes. Time to take a look at the starting pitching matchup for both sides. Jacob Lopez takes the start for the Biscuits, a guy who did not pitch in 2022, but had a great year in 2021 between Montgomery and Bowling Green. 0-0 with a 3.71 ERA over three starts and five appearances. Six walks
and 23 strikeouts in 17 innings. Adam Semenares gets the ball for the Shuckers. He's been good his last two starts. Overall numbers a little shaky after his first two starts of the season. 1-3 with a 7.85 ERA. Four starts on the year, 18 and a third innings with nine walks and 26 strikeouts. Opponents hitting .316 against him. A couple of notes to get to on the Shuckers lineup side of things. Freddie Zamora and Tyler Black were both scratched, both in uniform, in the dugout, look ready to go, but scratched in the lineup. No reasoning has been announced, but everything seems to be all right. Nothing major injury-related with either of them. Just you guys getting the night off on a Friday night from Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery. We'll take a break when we come back. It's time for first pitch between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. Shuckers trying to win the third game in the set, trying to win three out of the first four and get their 15th win on the season. That comes your way next with a 6:35 first pitch. We're back after this on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Get out to MGM Park on Saturday, June 3rd at 6:05 against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. The first 1,000 fans will receive a military jersey-themed lunchbox presented by ASAP. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate and let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Watch over 7,000 minor league games during the season with MILB.TV on the MILB First Pitch app and MILB.com. Sign up today at MILB.TV.
Featuring amazing views of MGM Park, downtown Biloxi, and the Mississippi Sound, the Renova Roofing Party Deck is the place to be this summer. The deck includes all-you-can-eat food and beverage service for 2 hours, as well as group recognition on the MGM Park video board during the game. Enjoy the scenic views of the game from the suite level. Get in the action and call 228-233-3465 today.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans at MGM Park on Saturday, July 29th at 6:05 for a clear backpack giveaway presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
His 2-2 offer is swung on and missed, and Nick Bennett, a new career high.
In time, the tag from Caro, a terrific relay.
He leaps out, and he makes the catch and a dive.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCN. Your home for every strikeout.
Swung through and missed. It's a new career high for Victor Castaneda.
Home run.
Curio swings and hammers this one to right. Conine goes back, looks up, and it's gone! Jackson Curio, first double-A home run!
And Shuckers walk-off.
Jackson Curio, a two-home run game, and the Shuckers win it 7-6!
All season long.
The Biloxi Shuckers are going back to the Southern League Championship Series.
Time to head out to the ballpark for first pitch with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
Welcome to Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery, Alabama. It's the Biloxi Shuckers who come in today at 14-10 on the year against the 12-12 Montgomery Biscuits. Happy Friday. Welcome to our coverage on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Javik Blake alongside you throughout the night as the Shuckers go up against the left-handed throwing Jacob Lopez. Makes his fourth start of the year, makes his sixth appearance as well. Five appearances so far, just three starts, 17 innings pitched. He's walked six, struck out 23, and opponents hitting 180 against him. A guy who stands in at 6'4", 203 pounds, hometown of Santa Clarita in California, originally drafted out of junior college at the College of the Canyons, a junior college in Santa Clarita by the Giants back in 2019, was traded over the Rays in 2019. For the Shuckers, Noah Campbell leads it off, Jackson Churio bats second, Jefferson Caro bats in the three spot, DHs tonight. Wes Clark stands behind him. Then it's Xavier Warren, Felix Valerio, Joe Gray Jr., Ethan Murray, and Jason Lopez. No Tyler Black, no Xavier Warren in the lineup. Both guys were scratched about an hour before first pitch. Seems like everything was okay. Just getting an off day here on a Friday night as Lopez throws his last couple of warm-up pitches. Shuckers had a good day yesterday. 7 runs off 8 hits, including 2 home runs, one from Noah Campbell and one from Jefferson Caro. It's the first time they see a left-handed starter in this series. Campbell steps in from the right side to lead it off. Campbell this year hitting 289 with a 475 OBP. And at the very back of the box, Lopez stares in. Now comes set, delivers home. First pitch of the day, misses away, and the count goes to 1 ball and no strikes. First pitch time, 6:37 p.m. here on a Friday night, on a gray and overcast evening here in Montgomery. 1-0 delivery. Campbell stares at a fastball, called strike one. 71 degrees with a slight drizzle. Should rain off and on throughout the night. Nothing hard that would kind of stop the game, but just a light little sprinkle. 1-1 delivery. Campbell takes a changeup on the inside corner, called strike two. Big thing as well, no wind to speak of. That's been something that has usually gone in the Shuckers' favor this week, blowing out to right. 0-1-2 delivery. Campbell takes inside, and the count evens up, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lopez's last start came on Saturday against Pensacola. Pitch on. Campbell swings and misses. Fastball that barrels into the zone. First down of the inning, and brings up Jackson Churio. One out, nobody on here in the top of the first inning. Churio steps in from the right side. Lopez, a big long wait, now delivers home. Churio takes a strike at the knees, count goes to 0 balls and 1 strike. Churio's really heated up this year, average up to 270 on the season. In the Southern League this year, where the pitchers have really dominated. Pitch home. Churio waves and misses a hammer of a cut. But he waves through it, and the count goes to 0 balls and 2 strikes. 312 OBP. Comes in today with a 6-game hit streak. Lefty Lopez takes a deep breath and fires home. Churio lifts it hard, but foul. First base side out of play. And the count stays at 0 balls and 2 strikes. VO2 delivery. Slider, wave, and a miss. Off the inside corner. Churio swings through it. And it's back-to-back strikeouts from Lopez to start it off. He's up the right-handed hitting Jefferson Caro. Caro steps in from the right side. He's originally slated to catch today in the original lineup, but got moved over to the DH spot. And a pitch clock violation is called on Montgomery, and out of the dugout comes Biscuits manager Morgan Ensberg. Talks with home plate umpire Sean Cassidy, first base umpire Chandler Durham, and third base umpire is Dylan Bradley. Home plate umpire Sean Cassidy just turned around and indicated. One ball and no strikes. The reason why is the catcher, Blake Hunt, called time. You can't do that with nobody on. Pitch to Caro, misses inside, and the count goes to two balls and no strikes. Lopez comes home with the 2-0 delivery. Caro hammers it high and hard with foul. Count goes to two balls and one strike. Caro this year hitting 255 with a 283 OBP. You can hear a train chugging into town. The train tracks about 20 feet beyond the left field wall. 2-1 delivery. Caro takes a slider away. The count goes to three balls and one strike. Caro had a good day yesterday. 1-for-4 with a solo homer. 3-1 delivery. Misses inside and low, ball four. Caro draws a walk. Brings up the right-handed hitting Wes Clark. Just underway here in the top of the first inning. And on with two outs. Clark stands in at the very back of the right-handed box, hitting 151 this year for a 338 OBP. The pitch home. Clark takes a strike on the inside corner. While we have a moment, let's set the Montgomery defense. Mason Auer in left, Alexandre Ovilles in center, Roberto Hernandez is in right, Evan Edwards at third. The pitch home, swing and a miss for Clark. Count goes down two. Check that. Ronnie Simon at third. Greg Jones at short. Lalika Williams at second. Evan Edwards at first. And Blake Hunt is behind the plate. Clark had a good night last night. His first multi-hit game of the year. Snapped a 1-for-14 skid and went 2-for-4 and drove in two. The 0-2 delivery. Clark takes a cold strike three at the knees. And that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. Lopez strikes out three. And we head to the bottom of the first inning. Adam Seminaris out when we return. Biloxi Shuckers.
Other teams might have season ticket holders, but in Biloxi, become a member of the team with a Shuck Nation membership. Pick your way to be at MGM Park for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2023 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $27 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, unique experiences, lasting memories, and more. Become a part of Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-2465.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The first back in Montgomery. David Blake back with you. Scoreless between the Biscuits and the Shuckers. Fourth game of a six-game set. Lefty Adam Seminara's fires his final warm-up pitch. Catcher Jason Lopez throws it down. Just about ready to go. Ronnie Simon leads it off for the Biscuits. Greg Jones bats second. Mason Auer in the third spot. Blake Hunt behind him. And it's Roberto Hernandez, Alexandre Ovilles, Diego Infante, Evan Edwards, and Alika Williams. Seminaris makes his fifth start of the season. Faces Simon, who's in from the right-handed box. Pitch home. Babbled back and out of play. Count goes down 1-1. Seminaris this year 1-3 with a 7.85 ERA and 18 and a third innings pitch. High strikeout guy, though. He's punched out 26. Pitch home. Lifted high in the air out towards left. Campbell looks up, and it drops down out of play. About 5 feet to the left of the foul pole, and it ends up just being a long strike two.
Seminara stands in at 6 feet tall, 191 pounds, out of Panoma, California. The lefty delivers home. Misses low and away. Bounces into Lopez's mitt and goes to 1-2. Lopez behind the plate makes his second start of the year. Started Wednesday's game behind the plate. 1-2 delivery. In the dirt, Lopez blocks it up, and the count evens up, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Last time out for Seminaris was back on Saturday night. Got the loss in that game that got delayed by rain on Chuck Cancer night. First pitch started at 8:05, 2-2 delivery. Lifted in the air, out towards left. Campbell retreats back, looks up, and it takes one hop off the video board. Simon rounds first, now rounds second. Campbell falls trying to grab it, and then Simon falls halfway to third and scrambles back to second. He had a sure triple. But tripped around second. Campbell went towards the wall and just slipped. He's okay, though. It's a double for Simon. That extends his hit streak to 3 in a row. Brings up the switch hitting Greg Jones, who also digs in from the right side. Corners come in. Tied at 0 in the bottom of the first. Seminaris delivers. Misses away, and the count goes to 1 ball and 0 strikes. Campbell plays left. Jackson Chirios in center tonight. Joe Gray Jr.'s in right. Wes Clark's at first. Felix Valerio's at second. Seminaris delivers. Ground ball, foul, third base side towards the coach's box. Count evens up 1-1. Ethan Murray plays short. Xavier Warren's at third. And Lopez is behind the plate. Clark at first comes in. Valerio shifted over at second. The 1-1 delivery. Curveball, wave, and a miss from Jones. Count goes to 1-2. It's been a tough start to the year for Jones. He hits just 197 with a 274 OBP. He can do damage when he's on the bases, but the problem for him is getting on base. The 1-2 delivery. Tips it foul in and out of Lopez's glove. And the count stays at 1-2. Seminara steps back on the hill. Shuckers rock their alternate blue jerseys with the black hats, gray pants, and black socks. The pitch home. Curveball. Called strike 3 on the outside corner. We've seen 4 outs in this game, and all of them have come via the striking. 1 out now brings up the right-handed hitting Mason Auer. Auer this year hitting 167 with a 268 OBP. Wasn't in the lineup yesterday. Ronnie Simons at second with 1 out. Scoreless here in the first. Pitch from Seminaris. Wave and a miss at a curve. And the count goes to 0-1. Auer is a guy who's a lot like Jones at the plate. Can do damage when he's on, but he's got to get on first. The 0-1 delivery. Ground ball, chopped foul, third base side, slams off the dugout. Count goes to 0-2. Auer, just 167 on the year with a 43% strikeout rate, but then he gets on and he has 12 stolen bases. Seminaris looks at second, now delivers home. Misses away with a changeup. The count goes to 1 ball and 2 strikes. And that's kind of a common theme up and down the Biscuits lineup. It's a team that's really struggled since they got out to that 10-3 start. They've lost 9 of 11. They just haven't scored runs. Check back to second. No throw, but Seminaris stares back. Simon, who dives in. Steps back on the hill. Auer's ready to go at the plate. 1-2 delivery.
Misses inside. Lopez blocks it up, shoots to his left. Simon off the throw to Warren. The tag, not in time.
It's a wild pitch that allows Simon to move up, and the count evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. It was a good job by Lopez to block it up. A good recognition by Simon to go. It was right in front of Aurer's front leg, and to get there, Lopez had to go around the back. As a batter, you're entitled to be in the box. Now the infield comes in with one out. 2 balls, 2 strikes the count. A big strikeout here from Seminars. Pitch home. Line drive down the left field line. Drops in for a fair ball. Takes one hop off the wall. Simon comes home. Aurer into second. And the second double of the inning brings home Simon. Montgomery leads it 1-0. Right-handed hitting Blake Hunt steps up for Aurer. That's his third RBI of the year. And his first hit in the series. He'd been 0-for-8 with 5 strikeouts. Hunt this year hitting .246. Steps in from the right side against Seminaris. The pitch home. Misses low. And the count goes to 1-0. Hunt back behind the plate today. Got the day off yesterday in the 7-5 Shuckers win. Check back to second. Fakes it. Nobody was covering. The 1-0 delivery. Wave and a miss. Got him on the curveball. Only count evens up 1 ball and 1 strike. Early runs, though, have been a big trend in this series for Montgomery. They put a run on the scoreboard by the top of the third inning in every single game, and that includes today. Each of the first 4 games in the set. Pitch home. Misses low. And the count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. That one bounced into Lopez's glove. Aurer off second. Seminaris delivers. Hard ball hit out to left. Campbell drifts over, and it takes one hop by him and off the wall. Aurer rounds third and comes home. Hunt into second. It's the third double of the inning, and the Biscuits lead it 2-0. Things quickly on the verge of getting out of hand here early. One out, third double of the inning, and it's already 2-0 Montgomery. Last thing you want to do is give the Biscuits another big lead early. Yesterday it was only 3, but you'd hate to be down by a lot more early. Roberto Hernandez comes up. First pitch to him is called strike 1 in the outside corner. Hernandez this year hitting .211 with a .349 OBP. The pitch home. Misses up and away. Count evens up 1 ball and 1 strike. Pitch home. Line drive right to Murray at short. Big second out of the inning. Brings up Alexander Obiez. Jason Lopez goes out to the mound to quickly top to Seminaris. Montgomery here early. Hunt at second. Seminaris continues on against the lefty Obiez. The pitch home. called strike on the inside corner. Ovier is hitting 210 this year with a 338 OBP. Seminaris sets. Now time called. Lopez stands up for a moment. Some of the dirt off his cleats and crouches back down. Ovier's had a tough series. Just 1-for-7 at the plate with 3 strikeouts. Seminaris delivers. Curveball lifted foul. Curve base side up and out of play. The count goes 0-2. And this has not been a Montgomery team that has hit well this series. Through the first 3 games, they're hitting under 200 as a team. Nice average of 192, which really speaks to how well the Shuckers have pitched this series. Seminaris one pitch away from dancing out of the first inning. 2-0 Montgomery. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Hunt off second. Pitch to the lefty Ovies. Fastball misses high, and the count goes to 1-2. The pitch home. Wave and a miss. Slider off the outside corner. His second strikeout of the inning. And it gets him out of a jam. In the inning, 2 runs off 3 hits, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. Shuckers down 2-0 after 1. We're back after this. The Biloxi Shuckers, Radio Network.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone in all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Top of the second inning in Montgomery. Shuckers trail it 2-0. Xavier Warren stands in against Jacob Lopez. First pitch. Stares at a fastball. Called strike one at the knees. Lopez had a great first inning. Struck out 3 of the 4 batters he faced. The only other guy, Jefferson Caro, gone on after a walk. The 0-1 pitch. Warren way ahead of a changeup. Count goes to 0-2. Warren this year is batting 208 with a 273 OBP. 0-2 delivery. Ground ball back up the middle, left side. Jones, the shortstop, grabs it, slings it quickly to first. Beats Warren by 5 feet. It's a good play by Jones to range over up the middle. Brings up the right-handed hitting Felix Valerio and gives us a chance to take 10 seconds for station identification. Biloxi Shuckers, Radio Network.
Cruising. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport. The flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
First pitch to Felix Valerio is a curveball, and it's a called strike one. Jacob Lopez has been dealing so far as we welcome him back to Riverwalk Park in Montgomery. Pitch to the righty, Valerio. Lifted foul up and out of play. Count goes to 1-2. Sun trying to peek out here in Riverwalk Stadium. It's been a gray and cloudy day. It rained early on, but by now the rain's pushed away. The 0-2 delivery up high, and the count goes to 1-2. Valerio this year hitting 139 with a 295 OBP. 1-2 delivery. Misses away, and the count evens up 2-2. Lopez, who locks the high black socks with the white Nike cleats, delivers home. Inside, almost hits him. Count goes to 3-2. Valerio at the very back of the right-handed box. Hunt sets up away. Pitch home. Fastball called, strike 3. Hubbard it into the inside corner. The fourth strikeout of the night for Lopez. Brings up the right-handed hitting Joe Gray Jr. 2 outs, nobody on here in the top of the second inning. Gray 0-13 so far in his first 3 games in AA. Hit the ball hard a couple times yesterday. Big problem is he's just hit it at people. First pitch, wave and a miss. Count goes to 0-1. I was talking with him today. He said he's just trying to get the bad luck out now. And he's been feeling good. Just wants to get that first hit out. 0-1 delivery. Slider called the strike, and the count goes to 0-2. He's a confident guy at the plate. Hit well with the Timber Rattlers before getting the promotion. Lopez's 0-2 delivered. Misses away, and the count goes to 1-2. It's a big jump from high A to double A. Talked a couple of times with the manager, Mike Guerrero, about what that jump looks like. He says nowadays it's a lot bigger than pre-pandemic. 1-2 delivery. Wave and a miss. Slider off the inside corner. That's the fifth strikeout in 2 innings from Lopez as he retires the Shuckers in order. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. 2-0 Montgomery through an inning and a half. Back after this, Bugsy Shuckers Radio Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics is here to help you, Shuckers fans, with some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in Biloxi. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics, the official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Beer, soda, hot dogs, all at a discount? That's right. Join the boys of summer at MGM Park every Thursday home game for Thirsty Thursday presented by Yuengling, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108. Enjoy $2 Yuengling drafts, hot dogs, and sodas along with $4 draft beer specials. Want more? Splash in with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal with reserve level ticket and 2 drink vouchers for $14. Join in on the fun and reserve your tickets, hey, at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Celebrate the weekend with premium giveaways, specialty jerseys, and unique acts every Saturday night throughout the 2023 season. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
There's a fastball inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Montgomery got 2 runs off 3 hits. All 3 hits were doubles in the inning. Pitch on. This is inside, and the count goes to 2-0. Infante hitting 236 on the year, 311 OBP. The 2-0 delivery. Wave and a miss on a slider. Turn goes to 2-1. Fonte was the guy that played hero in the 11-inning walk-off back in the Wednesday game of the series, game two. 2-1 delivery. Fastball misses away, and the count goes to 3-1. He's not missing by much. A couple pitches that seem to be right there. Maybe missed by an inch. 3-1 delivery. Lifted high in the air, right side of the infield, into foul territory. Clark drifts over into the first base's coach's box. He makes the catch for the out. Evan Edwards steps in. 2-0 Montgomery, bottom of the second inning. Reminder, fans, you can join in on the broadcast. Let us know where you're tuning in from with our Text the Booth line. That's 601-514-0776. Let us know where you're tuning in from on a Friday night. First pitch from Seminars to the lefty Edwards. Called strike one. Again, that number, 601-514-0776. Edwards this year batting 171. The 0-1 delivery. Curveball misses inside. Count evens up, 1-1. But his splits are ridiculous. He's 7-for-28 at home. That's a 250 average. And he's 0-for-13 on the road. 1-1 delivery. Popped up in the air out to short center. Churio on. Dives and makes the catch. Churio splays all the way out and makes the grab for the out. Gets a nice pat in the back from Noah Campbell. And quickly, two outs in the inning. It always helps. The guy who's playing center got awarded a gold glove on Sunday. The pitch home. Misses up and away to the ready Alika Williams. The count goes to 1-0. Pitch, wave, and a miss. Count goes to 1-1. This is a beautiful play from Churi, one of the better defensive plays you'll see all year. Seminaris delivers home. Misses low to Williams. Count goes to 2-1. Williams this year hitting 274 with a 346 OBP. Seminaris delivers home. Ground ball at the third baseline, foul. Counts even at 2-2. Nobody on with two outs. Pitch up, up and away. And goes to 3-2. Seminaris right now on the verge of losing him. Washing away what would be the fifth straight batter he's retired. He's been good ever since that RBI double from Blake Hunt. 3-2 delivery. Misses low. 4. And that breaks up the streak of 4 straight retired. Brings up Ronnie Simon at the top of the order. Simon was the first end of the 3 straight doubles. The 3 doubles in the first inning. Not 3 straight. There was a strikeout in between. But steps in, very back of the right-handed box. 2-0 Montgomery with 2 outs. Pitch home. This is way away. Count goes to 1-0. Check back to first. Williams back in time. Williams not a huge speed threat at first. Seminaris just trying to keep him honest right now. Pitch home. Called strike on the inside corner. Count evens up 1-1. The pitch. This is low. The count goes to 2-1. Seminara sets. Now the 2-1 delivery. Lifted in the air. Foul territory on the first base side. Clark's under it and makes the catch to end the inning. Well, Clark bookends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. 2-0 Montgomery after two. Back after this. Biloxi Shuckers.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
From Riverwalk Stadium, Ethan Murray leads it off. First pitch, a slider. It's called strike one in the outside corner. Shuckers don't have a hit yet. Lopez has retired six of the seven batters he's faced. Lefty delivers home. Right-handed Murray chops it back up the middle. Couple of hops. Williams backhands it, bobbles it, gets it to the bare hand, fires to first. And it's not in time. Good job by Murray to beat it out. Likely the first hit of the night for Biloxi. Brings up the right-handed hitting Jason Lopez. And it is. It's a hit for Murray. That's his fourth straight game with a hit. And the Shuckers have their first hit. Brings up the tying run. The right-handed hitting Jason Lopez. Shuckers trail it 2-0 here in the top of the third. Pitch home. Lopez spirals it foul back towards the on-deck circle. And the count goes to 0-1. Lopez made his first start of the year on Wednesday. He was activated from the development list on Tuesday. And a good game, 1-for-2 with a walk. 0-1 delivery. Lopez fouls it off. First base side out of play. And the count goes to 0-2. Back in the very back of the right-handed box. Lopez sets. Now fires home. Misses away. Count goes to 1-2. Lopez was originally drafted by the San Francisco Giants back in the 26th round of the 2018 draft. 1-2 delivery. Lopez takes away, and the count evens up 2-2. Trade back at the trade deadline in 2019 to the Rays. Found his way up the ladder ever since. 2-2 delivery. Lopez spirals it foul, this time towards the on-deck circle on the third base side. Count stays even at 2-2. Yeah. But because he was in the Giants system, he got to play in one of the most interesting parts of the whole reorganization of the minor leagues. 2-2 delivery. Lopez takes inside on a check swing. Durham says he does not go the first base umpire. The count goes full to 3-2. He made 9 starts for the Salem Kaiser Volcano. They were a short season single-A affiliate in the Northwest League. That was back in 2019, their final season as a team. And for minor league baseball, did not happen in 2020 and got shuffled around. 3-2 delivery. Misses low, ball 4. And Lopez takes his walk. Reason why I paused for a moment is Lopez stood there and he realized it was ball 4. Works the walk. That's the second walk he's drawn in 2 starts this year. Now, 2 runners on, nobody out, brings up Noah Campbell. Just to finish that story, the Salem Kaiser Volcanoes were not invited to continue on as an affiliated club. So with that, they made their own 4-team independent league that plays all out of the old Salem Kaiser Volcanoes ballpark called the Maverick League. Four teams all play out of that ballpark. Started up in the 2021 season, still going strong. Campbell up with 2 on and nobody out. Pitch home. Slider called strike 1 on the outside corner. Shuckers trail it 2-0. Chance to get a couple back here. The guy who's been swinging a hot bat at the plate. The 0-1 delivery. Campbell rips it foul. First base side out of play, and the count goes to 0-2. Campbell's homered in back-to-back games coming into today. It's only the second time in his career, not just his professional career, his college career and his professional career, that he's homered in back-to-back games. Murray dances off second. Lopez fakes a throw. Murray dives back in. The only other time Campbell hit home runs in back-to-back games was part of a span where he hit 3 in 3 games, along in a weekend series at the University of South Carolina against Utah Valley University. 0-2 delivery. Wave and a miss. Top of the zone. Count him with a fastball. Strikes out for the second time tonight. Brings up Jackson Churio. The 6th strikeout already for Lopez. Only one of his outs has not been recorded via the strikeout. Churio digs in from the right side. Murray at second. Lopez at first with 1 out. The pitcher, Jacob Lopez, fires home. Churio hacks it foul behind the plate. Now goes to 1-1. Big hello to Jesse Bell, who's listening in from Milwaukee, Wisconsin tonight. Another big hello to Kane, who's listening from work tonight at the Cypress Tap House in Ocean Springs. Thanks so much for listening in, guys. As always, you can join the broadcast. Let us know where you're tuning in from at 601-514-0776 on our text the booth line. Churio steps back in from the right side. Murray off second. Lopez off first. Churio at the plate right now. The go-ahead run. The pitch home. Wave and a miss. Fastball off the outside corner. Count goes to 0-2. He's back in the box. Rocks the Brewers colored leg guard on his left leg. Lopez comes set. Now the pitch. Churio, good job on a take. Takes a slider that is maybe a ball off the outside corner. Lopez tried to backdoor it. It's a good take from Churio. Pitch the swung at a fair bit this year. Good to see him lay that one off. 1-2 delivery. Churio hammers this one high in the air to center. Not deep, though. Ovies gets under it. Now drifts in 2 steps, makes the catch. Not deep enough to move anybody up. Murray stays put. Now 2 outs for Jefferson Caro. Arrow up from the right side. Chuckers trail it 2-0 in the top of the 3rd inning. Carroll. Caro walked back in the first inning. We have two walks tonight from Lopez. The pitch home. Caro waves and misses. A great slider from Lopez. And the count goes to 0-1. Lefty sets the bell. Now delivers home. Caro hammers this one down the right field line, but foul. Up on the berm. Goes to no balls and two strikes. There's a big grassy hill that extends starting about maybe a third of a way down the right field line between first base and the right field foul pole, and extends all the way out towards the right center field light pole. A grassy area. 0-2 delivery to Caro. Takes low in the dirt. Goes to 1-2. Good job by Hunt to block it up. Lopez sets. Big lead off second for Murray. Lopez picks up his leg, and now he's got Murray caught in a rundown. The throw to second, the slide, not in time. Murray, a great job to get all the way back. Williams came over and tried to slap the tag, but Murray just got under it. Lopez tried to get him on a dead sprint. It was either go to third or go back. Murray decided to go back and barely got in. Count still at 1-2 with 2 outs. The pitch to Caro. Wave and a miss. That ends the inning. 7th strikeout in 3 innings of work for Lopez. He's been dominant tonight. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, and 2 runners left on base. Shuckers have stranded 3, trail 2-0 after 2.5. We're back after this. The Biloxi Shuckers, Radio Network.
Rep the Pearl and Oyster everywhere with a trip to the Shuckers shop at MGM Park and online. Find Shuckers hats, apparel, collectibles, novelties, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond merchandise, and more. Grab your Shuckers gear today at MGM Park or visit shuckers.milbstore.com.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Make sure to join the Boys of Summer on Saturday, May 13th at 6:05 and be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark for a Shuckers home replica jersey, courtesy of the Mississippi Forestry Commission. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Follow the Biloxi Shuckers away from MGM Park for every pitch, promotion, ticket offer, and discount on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Follow the team at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, or at Official Biloxi Shuckers on Instagram. Become part of the fun today.
Corner to Greg Jones, switch hitter, who stands in from the right side, rocks the bright yellow cleats. Pitch home, wave and a miss and a curveball. The count goes to no balls and 2 strikes. This has been a constant theme this year for Adam Seminaris and his starts, especially the last 2 and now today. And the 0-2 delivery, fastball misses away and the count goes to 1-2. It's a horrific start. the first five or so batters. Then after, he's terrific. The 1-2 delivery. Curveball bounced right back to the mound. Seminars grabs it, third base side, fires to the first. Park's there. Jones is retired. One out brings up the right-handed hitting Mason Howard. But you look at his start today, three of the first four batters smack doubles. It's two early runs for Montgomery. All of a sudden, looks like things are going off the rails. And now all of a sudden, he's retired six of the last seven batters he's faced, and he's looked dominant. First pitch to the righty hour. Called strike one on the outside corner. Kim Foose 10-1. Yankees had this same sort of thing happen to James Paxton back a couple years ago. The 0-1 delivery. Fastball misses inside, and the count goes to 1-1. This was a whole season thing, and it was a lot different than Seminars. Seminars still looks good, but it's been a little bit shaky early on. The 1-1 delivery. Wave and a miss and a changeup. Count goes to 1-2. But it got to a point where James Paxton was so bad in the first inning that the Yankees would have him simulate the first inning in the bullpen and then have him come into the ballgame and see if that would fix it. It did not. 1-2 delivery. Curveball misses away, and the count evens up 2-2. But it goes to show you how tricky the whole mental part of pitching is. We talked to Nick Bannon about the move from starting to relieving and how he's had to adjust mentally. 2-2 delivery. Misses low, and the count goes to 3-2. Well, it's the same thing as a starter. You have to figure out how you're going to present pitches first time through the order, what you're going to save for the second time through, and how you game plan a start. 3-2 delivery to Howard. Ground ball, foul ball off a curveball. Takes a couple of hops and trickles on down towards the Biscuits bullpen, third base side. Count stays at 3-2. But the good thing is Seminars' pitch count, even after a 28-pitch first inning, is still in reasonably good shape. Next pitch is his 55th of the night. The left-hander delivers home. Lifted high up on the infield, now behind home plate. Lopez drifts back, and it drops down out of play. Stays at 3-2. That's one of the important things early on. You allow a lot of hits early. As long as you don't allow the hits on a ton of pitches, you're still in good shape to give your team 4 or 5 innings. And it's just a 2-0 game. The way the Shuckers have hit the last few games, where the offense turns up late, put his team in a good spot. The pitch to Howard. Misses low and squeaks by Lopez. Howard works a walk. Second allowed of the night from Seminars. Brings up the right-handed hitting Blake Hunt. Steps in from the right side. Bottom of the third inning. Shuckers trail it 2-0 in Montgomery. Hour off first. First pitch. Fastball. Called strike one in the inside corner. Dower currently leads the Biscuits with 12 stolen bases this year. 12 for 13 in stolen base attempts. Big speed throw. No one delivery. Driven hard, but foul. Right field side out of play. Count goes down 2. Hunt doubled off the wall in left field back in the first inning. Drove in the second run of the night for Montgomery. Seminars, the long stare, now delivers home. Lunt swings over a curveball for strike three. Two outs, man on first, and it brings up Heriberto Hernandez. Seminars continues to deal on the hill after some early trouble. Two runs in the first four batters. He hasn't allowed a hit since. Hernandez up from the right side. 0-1 today. Pitch home. Fastball. Called strike one at the knees. Hernandez, a hard line out to Ethan Murray at short. Just for the second out in the first inning. Seminars come set. Check back to first. Sort of a looping pickoff back over. Hours back in time. Hernandez steps back in. Pitch on. Curveball misses low. Can't even up one ball and one strike. Pitch home. Misses low, and the count goes to two balls and one strike. Hernandez was originally signed out of the Dominican Republic by the Rangers back in 2017. Signed for just $10,000 at 18 years old. 2-1 delivery. Ground ball fouled off. Back towards the dugout on the third base side. Count evens up 2-2. If you know anything about the Latin American baseball market and what guys usually sign for, $10,000 doesn't even qualify the money to be a part of the international bonus pool. So it was a real under-the-radar signing. He's done a fantastic job since being signed. Pitch home. Ground ball back up the middle. Couple hops to Valerio. Scampers to the bag and taps it. Retires Auer at second. And that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and for the third straight inning, exactly one runner left on base. 2-0 Montgomery after three. Back in a moment, Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJsAutoParts.com. VJs Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
West Clark steps in from the right side against the left-hander Jacob Lopez. Into the top of the fourth inning on an overcast night in Montgomery. Biscuits lead the Shuckers 2-0. First pitch, Bork takes away, and the count goes to one ball and no strikes. Lopez has been terrific tonight. Through three innings of work, he's retired seven of the nine outs on strikeouts. The rain starts to peter on down. Pitch home. Park fouls it off towards the dugout on the third base side. Hits the railing. Shoots back out towards play. Count evens up at 1-1. It's nothing hard. Just a very visible miss that's finding its way down. 1-1 delivery. Clark takes a strike at the knees. Goes to one ball and two strikes. Clark struck out looking on a curveball in the outside corner back in the first inning. Now the pitch home. Up and away. Count evens up two balls and two strikes. 2-2 delivery. Up and away. Count goes to 3 balls and 2 strikes. By the way, AccuWeather is saying that this rain is going to last a grand total of 3 minutes. So we'll be good to go to get the rest of this thing in. Little cell popping up is going to blow through and then should be pretty clear for the rest of the night. Clark steps back in from the right side. 3-2 delivery. Clark ropes it. Foul. Well, watch out. A couple of people on their way to get up and head for cover with the rain starting to come down. And it smacked right between a crowd of about 6 people off a seat. Shot down the left field line. Good thing everybody's okay. It was a hard hit ball from Clark. 3 balls, 2 strikes, nobody out. Lefty Lopez sets. Now delivers. Clark takes low and works a walk. Brings up the switch hitting Xavier Warren. Shuckers trail with 2-0. Top of the fourth inning. They've just one hit today. Warren grounded out to short back in the second. Pitch up, wave and miss. Top of the zone with the strike. Blew a fastball mine. Warren trying to turn things around this series. Just 2-for-14. Pitch fouls it back. He's on it. Count goes to 0-2. That's the important thing. That's what Joe Gray Jr. is kind of talking about today with him. He was mentioning that he's on the baseball. He's making hard contact. They just aren't falling. 0-2 delivery. Misses away. The count goes to 1-ball and 2 strikes. Lopez sets. Clark, 2-step lead off first. Pitch home. Inside with a slider. Count evens up. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two delivery. Warren waves and misses. Fastball top of the zone. 8th strikeout today for Lopez. Brings up the right hand and hitting Felix Valerio. Shuckers trail it 2-0. 1 out, man on first. Pitch home, lifted in the air, foul. First base side out of play. Goes to 0-1. Rain's starting to peter off now. Pitch home. Curveball misses inside. Count evens up. 1-ball and 1 strike. Valerio 0-for-1 today. Struck out looking. Fastball in the inside corner back in the second. The 1-1 delivery. Valerio lifts it foul up and out of play. Count goes to 1-2. Valerio calls time and steps out. Now steps back in. 1-ball and 2 strikes. Lopez sets. Now delivers. Up and away. Count evens up. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pitch home. Doubled off. Count stays at 2-2. Clark. Clark now jogs to second. Not too sure why, but he gets to the base. I wonder if they ran into disengagements. But either way, he's now in scoring position. 2 balls, 2 strikes. The pitch home. Valerio rolls it foul. Third base side into the bullpen. And stays at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Tying run at the plate. Wes Clark stands at second. The pitch home. Valerio takes the curveball away. Moves to three balls and two strikes. Starting to get to the late stages of Lopez's outing. Yes, it's the fourth inning, but he hasn't thrown more than 70 pitches this year. 3-2 delivery. Valerio waves and misses. Fastball top of the zone. Valerio down on strikes. Ninth strikeout of the day for Lopez. And brings up Joe Gray Jr. with two outs and a man on second. That was the 68th pitch of the day from Lopez. That sets a new season high. By the way, Clark advanced to second. It was called a bot. Two outs, man in scoring position. Pitch to Gray. Fastball. Called strike one in the inside corner. Lopez sets. Now delivers. Swing and a miss. Goes still in two. Gray struck out swinging back in the second inning. Lopez has got that curveball that he can dot in on the back foot. And that's what got Gray swinging. No balls, two strikes, two outs. What very well may be the last batter of the night for Lopez. The pitch home. Fouls it off. Stays at 0-2. Steps back in. Clark, a walking lead off second. Lopez delivers. Up high. Count goes to one ball and two strikes. Jeff Belge up in the bullpen for Montgomery. Left-handed arm. 1-2 delivery. Wave and a miss. Fastball top of the zone, and it's 10 strikeouts in four innings from Jacob Lopez. No runs, no hits, no errors, and the Shuckers trying to run her in scoring position. Through 3.5, Montgomery leads it 2-0. We're back after this. The Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
And we found his beach. He's got a hard jersey. He's got a boot out. He's got a corona jersey. All these are
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Kick off the summer at MGM Park on Thursday, June 1st, as the Shuckers take on the Blue Wahoos with a beach towel giveaway night presented by Beau Rivage. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark and receive a special Shuckers beach towel to use throughout the summer. Visit the MGM Park box office or BiloxiShuckers.com to reserve your spot today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to Riverwatch Stadium in Montgomery. David Blake alongside you. Lefty Seminaris delivers home. Lifted in the air towards left, towards the line. Campbell over it, dropped down in front of him. And he grabs it on a hop. Ovalle's rounds first and trots on back. It's the first hit for Montgomery since the RBI double from Blake Hunt back in the first inning that made it 2-0. Leadoff man gets on for the second time tonight. Brings up the right-handed hitting Diego Infante. First pitch home from Seminaris. Grounded foul. That goes down 1-1. Infante 0-1 today. Popped out to first, back in the second. The 0-1 delivery. Fouls off again. And goes to 0-2. One step lead off first for Ovalle's. Now the 0-2 delivery. Lifted hard but foul. First base side out of the ballpark. Count stays at 0-2. Sailed over the part of Riverwalk Stadium. It used to be an old train station. They converted that part of the ballpark into a bunch of suites. Put the ballpark between the station and the tracks. 0-2 delivery. Change up. Called strike 3 on the outside corner. Fourth strikeout of the day from Seminaris. Brings up the left-handed hitting Evan Edwards. Also gives us a chance to check the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Low-scoring games all around the Southern League. First pitch to the lefty Edwards. Wave and a miss at a changeup. Count goes down 1-1. After 5, Chattanooga leads Birmingham 2-0. End of the fourth. It's a lot more low scoring today than a 19-2 win last night for the Smokies. They trail Rocket City 4-2. The 0-1 delivery. Fastball, called strike on the inside corner. It goes to 0-2. Meanwhile, they're delayed in the top of the third inning between the Braves and Pensacola. Still scoreless there. MD Johnson, the guy who got the start today for Pensacola. Infield shifted over a bit to the right. Murray just about up the middle from short. Seminaris delivers. Pitch misses low. And the count goes to 1-2. Edwards was robbed of a hit. Jackson Churio made a diving grab in center back in the second inning. Seminaris comes set. Now the 1-2 delivery. Wave and a miss. Fastball on the inside corner. Back-to-back strikeouts from Seminaris. He's up the right-handed hitting Alika Williams. Williams walked back in the second inning. Valle's at first. 2-0 Montgomery here in the bottom of the fourth inning with 2 outs. Seminaris delivers home. Misses low and the count goes to 1-0. Seminaris' season high in pitches was last time out where he threw 88. That last pitch was his 76th of the night. 1-0 delivery. Up and away. Count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. And the Shuckers bullpen right now is silent. Nobody's moving around. It's a rotation that routinely sees guys go 5 innings. 2-0 delivery. Misses up high, and the count goes to 3 balls and no strikes. Last time through the rotation, the only guy that didn't go 5 innings was Tobias Myers, who exited on Sunday after an inning and 2/3. That was due to blisters on his hand. Not anything else. 3-0 delivery. Williams takes a strike in the outside corner. Goes to 3-1. Now T.J. Shook gets up in the bullpen. Right-handed arm. 3-1 delivery. Misses low. Ball 4. Williams walks for the second time tonight. He's up the top of the order in the switch hitting Ronnie Simon. And it brings out the pitching coach, Will Shearholz. Seminaris at 80 pitches tonight. Shook continues to get warm in the bullpen. Not up on the mound yet, but tossing back and forth with Nick Cale. By the way, yesterday, went for a walk around the ballpark. We have a lot of odes to the history of baseball in Montgomery. There's been teams through the year throughout the 19th, 20th, and now 21st century. Shearholz walks back to the dugout. Well, they had a bunch of pictures, a mural of sorts put up of former players who played in Montgomery that now play at the big league level. One of them was a former Brewer. First pitch from Seminars. We'll switch hitting Ronnie Simon. Misses in the dirt. Lopez blocks it up, and the count goes 2-1 ball and no strength. That was Willie Adames, who played here back in 2016. And that was on the most recent side of the page. On the very farthest back side of the poster was a guy who played here in 1893 by the name of Joe McGinnity. Delivery. Fastball. It's a called strike. Simon goes around. Count evens up 1-1. McGinnity's most famous because he was nicknamed Iron Man. He set the National League record for complete games and innings pitched in a single season. That will never be broken. 1-1 delivery. Curveball lifted in the air out towards short center. Chorio comes on and it drops down for a base hit. Ovalle's rounds third and comes home. No throw from Chorio. And it's an RBI single from Simon, and it's 3-0. Williams moves up to second. It's Simon's second hit tonight. And his sixth run driven into the year. And just to finish up that story, McGinnity played in Montgomery all the way back in 1893. And then set the single-season National League record for complete games and innings pitched. He did so with 48 complete games and threw 434 innings. First pitch, wave and a miss. Jones way ahead of it, in from the right side. Count goes still in one. Imagine pitching 434 innings in a single season. Ridiculous. 0-1 delivery. Wave and a miss. Check back to first. Simon Scott. A great job from Lopez. And for the first time this year, the Shuckers catching staff picks off a runner. And that holds the score at 3-0. In the inning, one run, two hits, no errors, one runner left on base. 3-0 Montgomery after four. New pitcher in the bowl game for the Biscuits when we return. Lexi Shuckers.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter. that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
Strength for the right-handed hitting Ethan Murray. Lopez done after four innings. He's a guy still coming back from Tommy John, so his pitch count isn't quite up there yet. 0-1 delivery. Murray hammers it foul. First base side out of play. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Lopez goes four innings, gives up one hit, doesn't allow a run, walks three, and strikes out 10. And a ball just trickled onto the field. I think someone just hooked it from the first base stands. Or at least someone at least rolled it on. Just kind of came out of nowhere. 0-2 delivery. Murray lifts it foul. First base side, and the count stays at no balls and two strikes. The second time the Shuckers have seen Belge in this series. Allowed one run in an inning back on Wednesday. Murray takes in the dirt. Count evens up. That count goes to one ball and two strikes. Belge this year makes his ninth appearance. He's allowed three earned runs in 8 2/3 innings, four walks, and 13 strikeouts. The 1-2 delivery is hammered, foul, first base side out of play. Count stays at 1-2. Pitch home. Murray pops it up. First base side, foul territory. Edwards is over towards the dugout and makes the catch for the out. One out, nobody on. Shuckers trail it 3-0 here in the fifth inning. Brings up Jason Lopez. Pitch home. Misses low, and the count goes to one ball and no strikes. Belge, one of the more fascinating stories in professional baseball. The reason why is he's legally blind in his right eye. 1-0 delivery. Lopez takes inside, and the count goes to two balls and no strikes. When he was 9 years old, he was skipping rocks on a pond with his cousin and a piece of shale pierced his cornea in his right eye. 2-0 delivery. Lopez lifts it high in the air, foul. First base side, Edwards the first baseman over, but it drops down out of play. And the count goes to 2-1. Then in another traumatic injury when he was 17 that rendered him completely blind from the right side. He can only see some colors and some outlines of objects with his right eye. Really a fascinating story. 2-1 delivery. Lopez takes the strike. The count evens up 2-2. You've heard of some guys pitching with only one hand. Guys like Jim Abbott come to mind. But pitching while being legally blind in one eye is a whole other thing. The 2-2 delivery. Misses low and away. Goes to three balls and two strikes. Now, before this year, Belge wore protective glasses. But not the case anymore. Pitch on. Misses low, and Lopez walks. Second time tonight Lopez has worked a walk. Brings up Noah Campbell. But Belge is not the only guy who's ever pitched in the Rays system to be legally blind in the right eye. Juan Sandoval, who pitched in the Rays system up until 2014, ended up reaching AAA Durham, was completely blind in his right eye. Not even seeing colors or outlines, nothing. First pitch, the switch hitting Campbell misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. And Sandoval ended up having a lengthy career. He was only in the Rays organization in minor league baseball on the affiliated side of things until 2014, but pitched up until 2020. 1-0 delivery. Campbell takes a strike, and the count evens up 1-1. Ended up playing in Mexico, winter ball in the Dominican Republic, winter ball in Venezuela as well. A lengthy career. Lopez off first, 1-1 delivery. Misses up high, and the count goes to 2-1. Campbell's 0-for-2 today with 2 strikeouts. Shuckers trail at 3-0 in the top of the 5th. Biscuit staff has looked real good today. Pitch home. Campbell trips it into Hunt's glove. Count evens up 2-2. Belge comes set at the letters. Brings the hands to the belt. Delivers home. Campbell swings and misses. Third time he struck out tonight. First strikeout from Belge. Brings up the right-handed hitting Jackson Chourio. Two outs, man on first. Shuckers trail at 3-0 here in the top of the 5th inning. Chourio's 0-for-2 today with the strikeout and a flyout to center. Belge delivers. Chourio waves and misses at a high fastball. Goes 0-1. Chourio's had some hard cuts tonight. Just a matter of making contact. The 0-1 delivery. Misses up and away. And evens up 1-1. Chourio's really rounding into form in everything. That last part that's yet to come back is that power that he had during the first week and a half of the year. 1-1 delivery. Takes a strike, and the count goes to 1-2. But the thing is, he's become a much more line drive hitter. He's not a big guy who hit a ton of homers. He'll run into a couple, but he also steals a ton. 1-2 delivery. Takes in the dirt. Count evens up 2-2. Early in the year, he was very much hit or miss. At one point, had a series against Pensacola where he had 3 hits, and all 3 hits were home runs. He hasn't homered since, but he's raised his average up to 270. 2-2 delivery. Chourio hammers this one out to left center. OVA's over, dives, and makes a spiraling grab for the final out of the inning. Laid out. The ball ended up carrying him back towards left center, but Chourio's robbed of the hit. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. Shuckers have stranded 5 tonight and trail it 3-2, 3-0 after 4.5. Back after this.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Watch the skies illuminate over MGM Park for a special show presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi on May 26th at 6:35 as the Shuckers take on the Montgomery Biscuits. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell membership plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shucker Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Hi, this is Tyler Black, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bottom of the fifth inning back at Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery. Javik Blake back with you as Greg Jones steps in against the new pitcher. It's the right-hander T.J. Shook. Fires his first pitch home. Called strike at the knee. Count goes to no balls and one strike. Seminar is done after four innings. Gives up three runs on five hits. A one delivery. Misses inside. Almost hits Jones, who's in from the left-handed box. Count evens up 1-1. Seminaris walks three, strikes out five, and throws 85 pitches. The pitch up. Jones fouls it off his front foot. Count goes to one ball and two strikes. Shook makes his fifth appearance of the year. Pretty much a multi-inning guy. The guy was turned into a reliever after being a starter last year. Had eight earned runs in seven and a third innings. Six walks and six strikeouts. The 1-2 delivery. Jones waves and misses. Fastball top of the zone. Strikes out for the second time today. First out of the fifth inning. While we get a moment, let's take 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport. The flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Bottom of the fifth inning, one out, nobody on here from Riverwalk Stadium. T.J. Shook delivers home, and it hits Mason Auer. Right-handed bat, clipped him. And it brings up the right-handed hitting Blake Hunt. That's the first hit batter of the night. Auer gets his free pass down to first. Steps in, 1-for-2 today with a double. The pitch home, misses away, bounces into Lopez's glove. He spirals away, goes to 1-0. By the way, we're talking about the top of the inning with Jeff Belge in the ballgame. I know Belge was not the only pitcher in the Rays organization to be blind in his right eye. We talked about a guy, Juan Sandoval, that was completely blind in his right eye and ended up pitching until 2020. 1-0 delivery. Jones took that hour off the second. Pitch is fouled away. Count evens up 1-1. Well, in the baseball world, you think the world's small, and then all of a sudden it gets smaller. Cam Castro, the vice president of player development, the Brewers, just reached out and said that Juan Sandoval is actually with the Brewers organization. He's now a pitching coach with the Dominican Summer League team, Brewers Rookie League affiliate. Check back to first, hour back in time. Baseball world really is a small one. Everything's connected one way or another. T.J. Shook on the hill. Talk about a small world. T.J. Shook on the hill, just threw over to his old South Carolina teammate, Wes Clark. 1-1 delivery, Auer off to second. Pitch misses inside. Throw to second, a good one. The tag, not in time. Auer's got his 13th stolen base of the year. Count goes to two balls and one strike on the righty Hunt. Now a runner in scoring position. Pitch home. Check swing. Fouled off. All the way up the first base line to the first base's coach's box. Count evens up 2-2. And that's maybe the craziest part about that Shook or Campbell connection. all three South Carolina teammates and all three out in the field right now. Shooks on the mound while his roommate, Noah Campbell, is in left. 2-2 delivery. Ground ball, third base side. Warren gobbles it up, fires to first. And Hunt's retired for the second out. Two outs, runner on second. Montgomery leads the Shuckers 3-0. And Roberto Hernandez steps up for Montgomery. One of the more interesting conversations was the one we had yesterday with Noah Campbell. Joined us for yesterday's pregame interview and talked about what it's like being teammates with someone in professional baseball as opposed to college baseball. First pitch to the righty Hernandez. Misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. He said the thing in college baseball is you go to class, you don't live with them basically 24-7 like you do in professional baseball. One out delivery. Shattered bat, line drive over Murray's glove and into left for a base hit. Campbell picks it up, hour around, curtain comes home. It's a broken bat, RBI single from Hernandez. And it's 4-0. Hernandez's ninth RBI of the year. And Ovalle's steps in from the left side against the righty Shook. Ovalle is 1-for-2 today. Singled last time up and came around to score last inning. Shuckers trail it 4-0. Pitch home. Fouled off. The count goes down 1-1. Four runs is the most the Shuckers have trailed by at any point in this series. They came back on Monday to win it. Check that on Tuesday to win it. They lost in 11 innings on Wednesday and won it yesterday 7-5. Came back from down 3-0. The pitch to Ovalle misses away, and the count evens up 1-1. Hernandez off first. Two outs here in the inning. The pitch on fastball. Called the strike on the inside corner. Count goes to 1-2. Ovalle's at the plate. Originally a member of the Rangers organization. Was traded to the Rays back in 2020. One-two delivery. Misses inside. Hernandez off to second. Lopez throws a dart. The tag got him, and that ends the inning. Good awareness by Lopez. Blocked it up and immediately saw Hernandez was off to second. Fired a dart to the bag, and that ends the inning. But one run off one hit. No errors and nobody left on base leads to a 4-0 Montgomery advantage after five. Back after this. Lexi Shuckers.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anderson Kara leads it off for the Shuckers. We head to the top of the sixth inning. Blake back with you from Riverwalk Stadium in the capital of Alabama. First pitch to the righty, Caro. It's a slider. It's called strike one on the outside corner. Leo one delivery. Caro takes away. Count evens up, one ball and one strike. New hurler in the ballgame. It's Nathan Wiles for the Biscuits. Pitch home. Caro smacks it back up the middle and welcomes him to the ballgame with a single. That's the first hit for the Shuckers since Ethan Murray went off the third inning with a single. Brings up the right-handed hitting Wes Clark. Wiles is a right-hander. First time the Shuckers have seen a right-hander tonight. And that's a welcome sight for this Shuckers lineup. They hit right-handed pitching real well. First pitch, Quark hammers this one down the right field line. Hernandez goes over towards the corner, and it drops down in fair territory for a base hit. Quark into second. Caro rounds third. The ball gets away towards left. Auer picks it up and charges towards third, but allows Caro to score, and it's 4-1. An errant throw in a left leads to the first run of the night for Biloxi. And how about the last 24 hours for Wes Clark? 2-for-4 yesterday in his first multi-hit game, and today doubles down the line. It's the Shuckers, their first run of the night. Brings up the switch hitting Xavier Warren. Pitch to him, fouled away from the left side. Base side out of play, and the count goes 2-0 balls and one strike. And the Shuckers have done a lot of their damage late in this series. They've done a great job to tag the Montgomery pen. 0-1 delivery, misses low. Unevens up, one ball and one strike. Here's your ruling on the play as Caro advances to third on the Clark double and then comes home on an E9 from Heriberto Hernandez. That was that errant throw that got to left. One delivery. Warren hits this one high in the air and deep to right. Hernandez comes over and he drops out of play. That goes to one ball and two strikes. Shuckers have welcomed Wiles to the game in more ways than one. Belge was done after an inning of work. No hits, no runs, one walk, one strikeout. 1-2 delivery. Warren waves and misses on a slider. His second strikeout of the day brings up the right-handed hitting Felix Valerio. Runner on second. Right-handed throwing Nathan Wiles continues on against the righty Valerio, who's 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. First pitch, Valerio takes a pitch in the outside corner for strike one. Wiles makes his second appearance on the year. His only appearance was three scoreless innings with one hit and four strikeouts. Neo one delivery. misses low and gets by Hunt. Quark off to third. And the Shuckers' second run of the day, 90 feet away. Pitch home. Valerio sprinkles a foul. First base side out of play. And goes to one ball and two strikes. Shuckers trail it 4-1. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Pitch home. Lifted in the air. Right side of the infield. Williams under it. And the second baseman makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Brings up Joe Gray Jr. Shuckers still looking for that first hit with runner in scoring position tonight. That's what did them in on Wednesday in their 4-3 loss in 11 innings. They went 0-13 with runners in scoring position. First pitch home to the righty Gray. Wave and a miss. Count goes to 0-1. Shuckers trail it 4-1. The pitch home. Up and in. Count evens up, one ball and one strike. Gray still looking to reach base for the first time this year. It has been a bit of a tough start for the former second round pick. Pitch home. Fouls it straight back. The count goes to 1-2. Love to get a first hit here. That would be a big one. Get the Shuckers a run home. Ivan showcase some speed and power in high A before getting the call up. Pitch home. Wave and a miss and a slider. That's the third out of the inning. After the Quark double to bring a run home, Wiles retires the next three in order. One run off one hit, one error, and one runner left on base. 4-1 Montgomery through 5.5. We'll be back after this. Luxie Shuckers, Radio Network.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim.
We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit glassdoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Watch the Shuckers take on the Trash Pandas in style on Saturday, July 15th at 6:05 with a Shuckers bucket hat giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Bottom of the sixth inning from Montgomery. First pitch from T.J. Shook is a called strike one. Against the left-handed hitting Alexander Ovalles. He's 1-for-2 today. Pitch home. Misses away. Count evens up, one ball and one strike. Shuckers trail it 4-1. They got that one run back last inning. Pitch home. Misses away. Count goes to two balls and one strike. the mound. There's Jason Lopez to Tucker. With the pitcher, TJ Shook. Shuckers at 1 point trailed 4-0. Got their one run last inning off an error. Pitch home, misses away. Count goes to 3-1. Pitch home, fouled back, and the count goes to 3-2. Down at 3-2 with nobody out. Pitch home. Curveball called. Strike 3. A good pitch from TJ Shook. Valles is rung up. First out of the inning and brings up the right hand hitting Diego Infante. Shuckers traveled 4-1. One out, nobody on in the bottom of the sixth. Shook delivers. Lifting the air out towards right. Gray goes back towards the warning track, reaches out and makes the catch. Went all the way out towards the part of the wall that cuts back into the field of play. It almost makes a semicircle starting at the right field foul pole until now probably 40 feet off the right field line. Two outs, nobody on. Shuckers trail it 4-1 in the sixth. Pitch home from Shook. Slider misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. The pitch home. Called strike on the inside corner. Count evens up 1-1. Shook picks up the leg. Fires home. Slider misses low. The count goes to 2-1. Shook stares in. Now delivers home. Fastball. Called strike. And the count evens up at 2-2. Shucker's trying to hold things at bay to hope for another rally. 2-2. Edwards at the plate from the left side. The pitch home. Wave and a miss. Got him on a slider. Good pitch from Shook, and that ends the inning. Sets Montgomery down in order. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Here to the top of the seventh. Shuckers trail it 4-1. Back after this. And the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
Feeling good, like I should. When indoor blue all around.
Lyles relieve Jeff Belichew. Left after an inning of work. Walked one, struck out one. Lyles allowed the first run of the night. 0-1 delivery. This is low and away. Count evens up. One ball and one strike. Murray's 1-for-2 today with a single and a pop out. Lyles delivers home. Lifted in the air, out towards right center field. Ovalles goes back, and it's over his head. Two hops off the wall, and Murray's off to the races. Round second stops there, but it's a stand-up double. Part of a two-hit night for Murray. And the Shuckers, for the second straight inning, get the leadoff man on. He's up the right-handed hitting Jason Lopez. Not recorded an official at bat today. He's 0-for-0 with two walks. Digs in from the right side against Wiles. Infield shifts over to the left. First pitch. Wave and a miss. Fastball tap of the zone. Goes to 0-1. Williams, the second baseman, just about up the middle. Edwards is about 15 feet off the first baseline. The 0-1 delivery. Called strike. Goes to no balls and two strikes. Top of the order is due up for the Shuckers. It's been a tough night for Campbell and Churio combined to go 0-for-6 with four strikeouts. The 0-2 pitch. Misses low in the dirt. Squirts to Hunt's right. And gets all the way to the backstop. Murray jogs in the third. It's a wild pitch. Goes to 1-2. Lyles is very much a multi-inning guy. His only appearance of the year, he went three innings. That was all the way back almost a month ago, the 9th of April against Pensacola. Pitch home. Misses away. Count evens up at two balls and two strikes. Guy that was originally selected in the 8th round of the 2019 draft out of Oklahoma. 2-2 delivery. Swing and a miss from Lopez on a slider. That's the third strikeout from Wiles. First out of the inning. Leads up the switch hitting Noah Campbell. The 14th strikeout today by Biscuits pitching. Now the ball squirts away from the Biscuits bullpen. Left-handed arm gets up as the infield comes in. Pitch to Campbell. Misses up high. The count goes to 1-0. Graham Stinson up in the bullpen. 6'5" left-hander. Wiles delivers. Wave and a miss and a curveball. Count evens up. One ball and one strike. Shuckers trail it 4-1. Runner on third with one out. The top of the 7th inning. Shuckers have gone hitless with the runner in scoring position. The pitch up and in. Count goes to 2-1. Pitch home. Campbell fouls it straight back. Count evens up. Two balls and two strikes. Pitch home. Campbell takes in the dirt. The count goes full. One more bad one and all of a sudden, Jackson Churio's up at the plate as the tying run. The Shuckers have fallen in love with a game-tying home run this series. In each of their wins, they've used a home run to tie it. Yesterday, it was from the guy at the plate. Pitch home. It's this one in the air. Short center field. Jones out. OVA's and Jones stumbles and can't make the catch. Murray comes home. I don't even know if Jones touched it. It's 4-2. Jones went back and just tripped and fell and couldn't make the catch. In shallow left center, and it brings out the manager, Morgan Ensberg. And they give Campbell an RBI single. That's Campbell's 10th RBI of the year. And Wiles comes out of the game. New pitcher in the ball game. When we return, Jack Centurio's up at the plate as the tying run. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
For a base hit. Churio rounds first, and the Shuckers welcome new pitcher Graham Stinson into the ball game with a single. Wiles is done after an inning and a third. He's responsible for Campbell at second. He's walking you back to Montgomery. Runners at first and second, and Jefferson Caro now comes up. Shuckers trail it 4-2. Arrow smashed a solo shot yesterday to give the Shuckers an early 4-3 lead. Currently at the plate is the go-ahead run. Stinson delivers. Arrow waves and misses on a curveball. The count goes to 0-1. Arrow today, 1-for-2 with a walk, a single, and a strikeout. The 0-1 delivery. Wave and a miss, another curveball. Count goes to 0-2. The 0-2 pitch. Caro waves and misses. Swings over the top of a curveball. That's the second out. Two outs, tying run at first. Shuckers trail 4-2. Here in the top of the seventh inning. Brings up the right-handed hitting Wes Clark, who all of a sudden in the last 24 hours has turned into the best hitter in the Shuckers lineup. 2-for-4 yesterday with two runs driven in. Today, 1-for-2 with a double and a walk. Double down the right field line last time up. Pitch from Stinson. Wave and a miss and a curveball. Count goes to 0-1. Stinson makes his fourth appearance of the year. He's allowed two runs in 5 1/3 innings with two walks and 7 strikeouts. 0-1 delivery. Clark fouls it hard off the netting. Goes to no balls and 2 strikes. Time is called. Ball snuck onto the field in right center. Alexandro Valle is out to play hero. Chucks it up on the berm. Couple kids playing catch. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Park steps back in. Shuckers trail it 4-2. On the top of the seventh inning. Campbell at second, Chirio at first. The pitch. Park rolls over at foul, third base side, right into the hands of third base coach Nick Stanley. The 0-2 pitch. Park waves and misses. Pitch in the dirt. Hunt blocks it up. Pops up. Grabs it. Fires to first a bit wide. But Edwards is there to haul an incomplete the strikeout and end the inning. Shuckers strike out for the 16th time tonight. That's tied for their season high. But they score one run on three hits, no errors, and lead two aboard. They're crawling on back through 6.5. It's 4-2 Montgomery. Back after this. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEB Distributing during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be a part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Yakking neck of sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows how to get my grill on.
Konecka Sausage is the exclusive sausage sponsor and hot dog provider of MGM Park. Find them at your next trip to MGM Park at the first and third base concession stands.
It's how I get my grill on.
Williams. We're back underway. TJ shook on the hill. Shuckers once trailed it 4-0. It's now 4-2. Shook comes home to Williams. Takes up high. The count goes to 2-2. I don't know what it is about the 9 hitters in the order today, but through their first 2 at-bats, none of them have actually recorded a hit on either side. The pitch home. Called strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 2-1. Williams is 0-0 with 2 walks. Jason Lopez, before he had his third at bat last inning, was the same thing. The pitch misses inside, and the count goes to 3-1. Pitch home. Called strike on the outside corner. Goes to 3-2. TJ Shook has done a masterful job helping out the Shuckers bullpen here. 3-2 delivery. Ground ball chopped hard and foul. Smacks off the wall on the left field side. Count stays 4. Bottom of the 7th inning from Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery. 3-2 delivery. Fouls it back. Count stays 4. Shook picks up his leg and fires home. Line drive, broken bat, foul. Again on that third base side, and Williams walks back to the dugout. Grabs a new piece of lumber. Top of the order is up next. Ronnie Simon represents the only guy that hasn't faced Shook who enters his third inning of work. Williams got a new bat. The pitch home. Slider lifted in the air down the left field line. Campbell runs over and it drops down off the wall. Williams around first and a second with a stand-up double. It's 3-14 down the line. He hit it halfway up the wall. Williams reaches base for the third time. Brings up the top of the order. Robbie Baker, the only guy in the Shuckers bullpen without a sweatshirt on who's stretching. Which either means he's the only one that's not cold or he's the only one who's about to step on the mound and start throwing. You really can never know on nights like these. Cooler night here in Montgomery. Third base in. Simon in from the left side. First pitch. Shows bunt. Bunts it up in the air. Lopez can't get around to it. And Simon's called out. Simon drops his bat, folds his arm, and stares at the home plate umpire, Sean Cassidy. Lopez went to go after the bunt. Simon took him out three steps up the line and didn't move. Lopez ran into him. And it's obstruction called on Simon. And now here comes manager Morgan Ensberg down from the third base coach's box to talk with the home plate umpire. Simon's out. Williams stays at second. We're going to have to see how this shows up on the game feed. It goes down as obstruction, but he obstructed Lopez on the way to the ball, so is it technically a pop-out? We'll have to see. We'll wait for a moment while the game feed updates with what it is, but one out either way. Shuckers trail at 4-2 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Put that down in your baseball bingo card for the night. First pitch home to Craig Jones. Misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers have scored two unanswered runs. Williams off second. Pitch to Jones. Fastball misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. And Lopez trots out to talk to Shook. While we get a moment, gives us a chance to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Take a look around the farm report on a Friday night. Take a look at the single A level. Carolina leads Delmarva 7-1. That actually just went final. Carolina improves to 14-9 on the year. Middle of the eighth inning, Peoria up 9-5 on the Timber Rattlers. Timber Rattlers trying to avoid falling to 8-16 on the year. Bottom of the third inning, it's a suspended game between Nashville and St. Paul. They'll make it up tomorrow. Sounds lead at 3-2. 2-0 delivery. Called strike on the inside corner. Count goes to 2-1. And at the big league level, currently in a delay, Milwaukee and San Francisco. Brewers completing their West Coast swing out in San Francisco. Time called. Jones steps out. So it is called a pop-out. Simon pops out to Lopez, but he's also called out an obstruction that creates the pop-out. The 2-1 delivery. Slider called a strike on the outside corner. Count evens up 2-2. Williams, a walking leadoff second. Murray, the shortstop's right behind him to check on him. Now Shook delivers. In the dirt. Lopez keeps it in front of him. The count goes full. Well, everybody who was doing the stretching, sweatshirts or not, are all now sitting down back in the bullpen. Jones is the first guy to face Shook twice. Now time's called again, and another ball gets away from the kids playing catch in right center. And Joe Gray Jr. now plays hero. Grabs the ball, throws it back. Shook gets a momentary pause before we do it again. Three balls and two strikes with one out. Williams, a big lead. The pitch. Wave and a miss. A slider on the inside corner. Lopez blocks it up and tags out Jones. Completes the strikeout. And after the leadoff double, a pop out and a strikeout brings up Mason Auer. With two outs and a runner in scoring position, Shuckers trail it 4-2. Auer doubled back in the first inning. First pitch from Shook. Called strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 0-1. Auer's had a night where he's gotten on pretty much every way possible. A hit, he's walked, he's also been hit by a pitch. And he's stolen a base too. Shook's 0-1 delivery. Wave and a miss, another good slider. Count goes to 0-2. Auer steps out, now steps back in. Biscuits lead at 4-2 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Nobody's up in the bullpen, which means Graham Stinson likely back out for the eighth. Shook delivers. Slider, wave, and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts. The second one comes on a slider, and it gets the Shuckers out of the inning after the leadoff double from Malika Williams. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're through seven. Shuckers trail it 4-2, but they've scored eight of the last two runs in it. Trying to come up with those final two. We're back after this. The Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
The top of the eighth inning. Shuckers trail it 4-2 against the Montgomery Biscuits. Xavier Warren leads it off. Lefty Graham Stinson delivers home. It's a curveball. Ball strike one. Stinson relieved Nathan Wiles, who departed after two earned runs allowed. Pitch is a curveball that misses low. And the count evens up 1-1. Final line for Wiles. An inning and a third, gives up four hits, two runs, both of them earned, no walks and three strikeouts. Stinson delivers. Curveball misses away. Count goes to 2-1. Stinson came in, allowed a leadoff single, but then retired the next two on strikes to strand the tying runs aboard. Pitch to Warren. Misses away. Count goes to 3-1. Shuckers have done a good job the Montgomery bullpen this series. 3-1 delivery. Warren fouls it back and out of play. Goes full. was the same thing in their last series as well against the Embrace. They split the series while only scoring no more than 10 runs against the starting pitching staff. 3-2 delivery. Misses low, ball four. And for the third straight inning, the Shuckers get the leadoff man on. Brings up the right-handed hitting Felix Valeria. Valeria is the tying run in this thing. Shuckers fill it 4-2. Nobody out in the top of the eighth inning. Pitch home. Valerio hammers it down the left field line, but it curls foul. And the count goes to 0-1. Oh, he hit that one hard. Just a bit out of play. Shuckers this series have really made their hay in terms of walks against this Montgomery bullpen. They've drawn 15. 0-1 delivery. Valerio hammers this one right side of the infield and shoots through for a base hit. Warren to second, Valerio to first with his first hit of the night. That extends his on-base streak to 8 in a row. And now all of a sudden comes one of the biggest at-bats in the young double-A career for Joe Gray Jr. He's 0-3 tonight with 3 strikeouts. 0-16 since being called up to double-A. With one swing of the bat to put the Shuckers in the lead. Valerio at first, Warren at second, nobody out, top of the eighth inning. It's 4-2 Montgomery. Stinson delivers. Gray takes a strike at the knees. He struck out swinging in each of his first 3 plate appearances tonight. The 0-1 pitch. Fastball misses inside, and the count evens up 1-1. Warren at second, Valerio at first. One delivery. Curveball misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. Stands back in on the right side. Lefty Stinson sets. Now delivers. Fouled back and the count goes to 2-2. So far he struck out on 2 sliders, one from a righty off the back foot and one from a lefty in the opposite direction. And one fastball high in the zone. 2 balls and 2 strikes the count. The pitch home. Takes low, a good take. That was the pitch that he struck out on back in the second inning. And the count goes full. One more bad one. And the guy who's hit the only grand slam of the year for the Shuckers steps up to the plate, Ethan Murray. 3 balls, 2 strikes, nobody out. Pitch home. Gray hits it on the ground, couple of hops to short. Jones goes to third with it. Warren's retired. Gray reaches on a fielder's choice. That's the first time he's reached in his double-A career. Check that second time. He reached yesterday on an error. But one out, double play still in order, which is a big thing right now if you're Montgomery. Murray in from the right side, Valerio at second, Gray Jr. at first. Lefty Stinson comes set. Pitch home. Murray takes a curveball, count goes down 1. Shuckers trail it 4-2 in the top of the eighth inning. The pitch home. Murray waves and misses. Fastball high in the zone. Count goes down 2. The 0-2 pitch. Murray fouls it up the third baseline off home plate. Rolls towards the third base coach's box. Count stays at no balls and 2 strikes. In the top of the eighth inning, Shuckers trying to mount a comeback and complete one as well. We're down 4-0. It's now 4-2. Big lead off second for Valerio. The pitch. Murray takes low and inside on a check swing. First base umpire Chandler Durham says he does not go. Count goes to 1-2. That was a close and a good take by Murray. Count at 1-2 with one away. Stinson sets. Delivers. Misses low and away, and the count goes to 2-2. Shuckers this year, when they're trailing after 7, they were 1-10. Be a fun way right now to get that second win of the year when trailing after 7. Pitch to Murray. Curveball, swing and a miss. That's been the go-to pitch. Third strikeout from Stinson. All three have come on the curveball. Now with 2 outs, it brings up the right-handed hitting Jason Lopez. He's 0-1 today with a strikeout and 2 walks. Shuckers trail it 4-2 with 2 outs and 2 on in the top of the 8th inning. Lopez the go-ahead run. Lefty Stinson delivers home. Lopez takes low. Goes to 1-0. Lopez can find a way on. Top of the order is up next. Noah Campbell and Jackson Churio. There's a big hole on the right side of the infield. Second baseman Williams has shifted way over. 1-0 delivery. Takes a strike on the outside corner. Count evens up 1-1. Gray off first, Valerio off second. Lopez smack in the middle of the right-handed box. The pitch, curveball, misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. Stinson sets, delivers, misses low, and the count goes to 3-1. Shuckers would love a walk right now. As would Lopez. He's already drawn 2 walks tonight. Chance to keep the line moving, swing things around to the top of the order. The 3-1 pitch. Lopez takes a strike in the outside corner. He thought it was 4. Took 2 steps out of the box. And now, runners in 1st and 2nd and a full count. Everybody's about to be off. Valerio at 2nd. Gray at 1st. Lopez trying to stay alive and keep the line moving here in the 8th. Pitch from Stinson. Fouled off. He checks his swing and rifles it above the Shuckers dugout in the first base side. And that's one way to stay alive right there. So here we go again. 3-2, 2 outs, top of the 8th inning. The pitch. Ground ball right to 2nd. Williams grabs it, goes to a knee, fires to 1st, and that ends the inning. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, 2 runners left on base. Shuckers have left a man on in 7 of their 8 offensive innings. And we head to the bottom of the 8th with the Shuckers down 4-2. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark on Saturday, July 1st at 6:05 and receive a Shuckers Hawaiian shirt presented by Kaneka Sausage. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers at MGM Park on Saturday, August 12th at 6:05 as they take on the Tennessee Smokies and celebrate Olympic royalty for Women in Sports Night. The Shuckers are set to honor Gulfport's own Brittany Reese, a three-time Olympic medalist and seven-time world champion, with a bobblehead in her likeness for the first 1,000 fans. Visit the MGM Park box office or visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get your tickets for the celebration.
I like stunning, I like shining, I like $1 million deals. Where's my pen?
This is up and away.
I like those Balenciagas.
And new strength from right-handed hitting Blake Hunt. Shuckers went scoreless in the top of the inning. The pitch out. Misses away, and the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. They went scoreless while going hitless with runners in scoring position. That has been the downfall of the Shuckers tonight in a tough way. 1-for-15 with runners in scoring position. The pitch inside almost hits him, crouches down as it whizzes by his head. It goes to 3-0. Still time to come back. Shuckers pitching staff has done a great job to hold the Biscuits down. 3-0 delivery. Wave and a miss to the fastball. Count goes to 3-1. TJ Shook is coming in relief of Adam Seminaris and has been terrific. Struck out 5 over 3 innings. The pitch home. Misses up high, ball 4. And Hunt works the leadoff walk. Second straight inning, Montgomery's gotten a man on to lead off the inning. That gives us a chance to take a look at the OWA Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Clean your visit today at visitowa.com. Erito Hernandez comes up from the right side. Shook delivers. Line drive in a left for a base hit. A couple of hops to Campbell. Hunt to second. Hernandez has a two-hit night. And it brings up Alexander Ovalles. On that OWA Parks and Resort scoreboard update, top of the ninth inning, Birmingham and Chattanooga tied up at 4. Bases loaded for Birmingham with 1 out. Top 9 in Madison, Alabama. Rocket City up 6-2 on Tennessee. 2 on, nobody out. Pitch to Ovalle. Swings around a bunt. Bunts it up the third baseline. Shook gets it. Fires the first. And Ovalle is retired for the out. Up Diego Infante from the right side. Montgomery beats Biloxi 4-2, bottom of the eighth inning. One more game in progress, top of the third inning, just back underway after a massive rain delay. Top of the third inning, Pensacola and the M-Braves are tied at 0. First pitch of that game was at 6:38. It is 9:09, just in the third. Pitch home, wave and a miss on a slider. Count goes 0-1. Infield comes in. Runners at second and third with 1 out. This is a familiar situation for Infante. That's how he won the game in the 11th inning on Wednesday for Montgomery. 0-1 delivery. Slider lifted in the air, foul. First base side out of play. Count goes 0-2. The very same situation. Tied at 3 in the 11th inning, and Fonte poked one out to left. And right over Ethan Murray's head at short. Broke a 6-game losing streak for Montgomery. 0-2 delivery. Fastball called. Strike 3 in the outside corner. It's a different result this time, and a much better one for TJ Shook. 2 outs now. Still runners at second and third, but now doesn't score a run. He's up the left-handed hitting Evan Edwards. Shuckers get James Meeker up in the bullpen. Right-handed arm. Edwards 0-for-3 today. First pitch to the lefty. misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. The Shuckers in the top of the ninth inning, they'll have the top of the order up. Campbell, Churio, and Caro. Three good bats, you want to find two runs. Shook delivers. Change up, misses low and away. Goes to 2-0. Edwards was robbed of a hit back in the second, and a diving play by Churio in center, and struck out in the fourth, and struck out again in the sixth. 2-0 delivery. Slider called a strike on the inside corner. It goes to 2-1. Shook sets. Now the 2-1 delivery. Wave and a miss. Good pitch. The count evens up, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shook one pitch away from a masterful job to work out of a jam here in the eighth inning. Had runners on first and second with nobody out, and then runners on second and third with one out. Right now, he's one pitch away from working out of things. He comes set. Now the pitch. Changeup that just misses away. Maybe an inch off the plate. Count full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. There is a base open. Nine man is up next. Alika Williams. He's been good today. 1-for-1 with a double and 2 singles. Check that. 2 walks. 3-2 delivery. Tipped into Lopez's glove. It's strike 3 and a massive strikeout from the right-hander T.J. Shook. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, and 2 runners left on base. The Shuckers have climbed back from down 4-0 to down 4-2. They need 2 more to keep this thing alive. We head to the ninth. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seals Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seals has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seals Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit SealsTires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone in all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Come with me now.
Top of the ninth inning. Rams Jensen back out to the hill for Montgomery. The Shuckers trail it 4-2. Noah Campbell leads it off top of the order. First pitch. Campbell takes up high on a check swing. First base umpire Chandler Durham says he does not go. Count goes to 1-0-0. Shuckers need 2 runs to keep this thing alive. Pitch home. Campbell chops it up the first baseline. Foul. Count evens up 1-1. Shuckers have been held to just 2 runs tonight on 7 hits. They've left 10 on and have gone 1-for-15 with a runner in scoring position. That one hit came from the guy at the plate. Pitch home. Campbell takes low and the count goes to 2-1. There was a single and a short pop-up to left center that Greg Jones couldn't make the catch on. 2-1 delivery. Gamble fouls it back, top of the screen. Count goes to 2-2. That brought home Ethan Murray. Knocked Nathan Wiles out of the game. Since then, Graham Stinson has come in and he's walked the line, but he's been good. 2-2 delivery. In the dirt, count goes full. If you're a Shuckers fan right now, there's one pitch right now you want out of the zone, and then a pitch the guy on deck, Jackson Schroyer, to be hammered. 3-2 delivery. Up and away. There's the pitch away. Jackson Churio's up as the tying run in the top of the ninth inning. Campbell walks, reaches base for the second time tonight. And it brings up the right-handed top prospect in baseball. But you can hear that wind. It's blowing straight in from right field. Fortunately for Churio, he's a righty. And left field is 314 feet away. First pitch. Churio fouls it off his front foot. It goes to 0-1. Churio's 1-for-4 today. Singled in the left back in the seventh inning. Extended his hit streak to 7 in a row. Takes a moment to walk off the ball that nailed his front foot. Hops a couple of times. Training staff isn't out. As the training staff gets towards the top step of the dugout, he smiles back towards Andrew Staling, the head trainer for the Shockers, and quickly hurries back to the box. Count at no balls and one strike to the right-handed Churio. Stinson delivers. Churio takes the strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to 0-2. Stinson sets. Now fires. Churio waves and misses. Stinson blows a fastball by him. First out of the ninth inning. It's also the 18th time the Shuckers have struck out tonight. New season high. Jefferson Caro stands in from the right side. Remember, the Shuckers struck out 19, which set a single-game franchise record on Tuesday. Check that on Wednesday, and they lost. The pitch home. Caro takes a curveball, called strike one. So just because you strike out a ton of times doesn't necessarily mean you can lose it. Campbell at first, Caro at the plate. The pitch hammers it foul. Out behind home plate, out of play. The count goes to 0-2. Caro, 1-for-3 today with a single, a walk, and two strikeouts. Two delivery. Up and away. Count goes to 1-2. Caro stands back in. Stinson comes set. Campbell off first. Shuckers trail it by 2. Pitch. Swing and a miss. The 5th strikeout from Stinson and the 4th on a curveball that disappears off the inside corner to a right-handed bat. Brings up Wes Clark, who's the last hope for the Shuckers. 2 outs, a man on first in the 9th inning. Shuckers trail it 4-2. Pitch home. Clark takes low and the count goes to 1-0. Pull off first. Clark trying to keep the game alive. The pitch. Takes a strike on the outside corner. And evens up 1-1. Clark's 1-for-3 today with a double, a walk, and he struck out twice. Stinson delivers. Misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. 2-1 delivery. Clark hammers this one deep to left. Auer goes back towards the warning track, towards the wall. Clark smashes it off the scoreboard, and we're tied at 4 in the top of the ninth inning. Clark rounds third, and he has his second straight multi-hit night, and the Shuckers down to their final two strikes. Tie it up as Wes Clark smashes it off the stanchion that holds up the scoreboard in left center. And out comes Morgan Enberg to go to the bullpen. Stinson done, and the Shuckers have tied it up at 4. We'll take a break. New pitcher in the ballgame when we return on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Get out to MGM Park on Saturday, June 3rd at 6:05 against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. The first 1,000 fans will receive a military jersey-themed lunchbox presented by ASAP. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate and let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Watch over 7,000 minor league games during the season with MILB.TV on the MILB First Pitch app and MILB.com. Sign up today at MILB.TV.
Featuring amazing views of MGM Park, downtown Biloxi, and the Mississippi Sound, the Renova Roofing Party Deck is the place to be this summer. The deck includes all-you-can-eat food and beverage service for 2 hours, as well as group recognition on the MGM Park video board during the game. Enjoy the scenic views of the game from the suite level. Get in the action and call 228-233-3465 today.
Home is a called strike one against the new arm, Victor Munoz, who comes into the game. Munoz, right-handed arm. The pitch misses inside. The count goes to 1-1. This Shuckers team just feels like one of those teams that no matter what the score is, you got an opportunity to score late. The pitch home. Warren tags this one down the left field line, but it's foul. Count goes to 1-2. The pitch home. Misses inside. Count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Darryl Thompson gets up in the Shuckers bullpen. Thompson, a guy who can go multiple innings. The 2-2 delivery. Ryan pops it up. Third base side foul. Count stays 2-2. The home run for Wes Clark, by the way, was his first of the year. It is now his second straight multi-hit game after walking into yesterday with 0 on the season. The pitch to Warren. Slider smacks it on the ground, right side of the infield. Williams at second, grabs it, goes to first. Munoz does his job to get out of the inning, but the Shuckers have come all the way back. 2 runs on 1 hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. It's 4-4 into the bottom of the ninth inning. Back to Montgomery after this. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans at MGM Park on Saturday, July 29th at 6:05 for a clear backpack giveaway presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Other teams might have season ticket holders, but in Biloxi, become a member of the team with a Shuck Nation membership. Pick your way to be at MGM Park for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2023 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $27 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, unique experiences, lasting memories, and more. Become a part of Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-2465.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome to the bottom of the ninth inning. What a tour this game's taken. We got through the first five innings and it looked like it was all Montgomery. Shuckers didn't hear a bell. We're now in the bottom of the ninth inning, tied up at four. Darryl Thompson's now into the game. TJ Shook departs after a masterful job to keep the Shuckers in this thing. Thompson, the lefty, faces Alika Williams to lead it off. First pitch is a curveball, called strike one. Shuckers trying to push this thing to extra innings. It'll be their second extra innings game of the week. Wednesday went to extras. Shuckers fell in 11. Thompson delivers. Slider. The strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 0-2. Darryl Thompson this year has been maybe the best pitcher in the entire Brewers farm system. He's been that good. Not allowed an earned run yet. The 0-2 delivery to Williams. Ground ball right side and through. Ray picks it up in right field, and it's a base hit for Williams. The leadoff hit gets on. Is not something that happens too often against Thompson. Thompson comes in today, 13 innings pitched, not a single earned run allowed. Two walks, 20 strikeouts, and he's allowed just three hits. Last time out was Wednesday, didn't allow a run in an inning and a third and struck out four. Pitch home to the switch hitting Ronnie Simon. It's a curveball, called strike one. And sets. Now delivers. Ground ball to third and through the left side of the infield. Well, now all of a sudden, the Biscuits have something cooking. Williams to second. Simon reaches. For the first time this year, not only is the first batter reached, but immediately after the second batter's reached. Runners at first and second, the switch hitting Greg Jones, known to bunt. Wouldn't be surprised if he placed one down here, neither with the Shuckers infield. Warren at third and Clark at first, both in. Time's called, Jones steps out. Shuckers and Biscuits tied at four. The pitch, bunted up the third base side. Thompson grabs it, fires the first. Work a good stretch. But Jones does his job. A sacrifice bunt. That puts Williams at third, Simon to second. Mason Auer up. Now time to see whether or not the Shuckers decide to intentionally walk Auer. They do not. They elect to throw to him. Runners at second and third. 4-4 the score. One out. Bottom of the ninth inning. And now time is called. And a pitch clock violation is called. against Thompson. So the count now goes to one ball and no strikes. And then they intentionally walk out to get to Hunt. Double plays put in order and the infield can come in. It's a forced play at the plate. Here we go. Blake Hunt up from the right side. Corners in for the Shuckers. The middle infield back for the double play. We're tied at four, bottom nine. Thompson delivers. Curveball. Misses inside for ball one. This is where Darryl Thompson's ability to put guys away. Love it to show up. 1-0 delivery. Fastball. Is low and in, and the count goes to two balls and no strikes. He's barely missing. Thompson sets the 2-0 pitch. Slider misses inside and low, and it's three balls and no strikes. Thompson won that one away. From giving the Biscuits a walk-off walk. He's one double play away from sending us to extra innings. He has to throw a strike. Power at first, Simon at second, Williams at third. The pitch, fastball, called strike one. That was right down the middle. Three balls and one strike to count. Thompson needs a strikeout, a double play, or a force out to home. 3-1 delivery. Fastball misses away for ball four, and it's a walk-off walk. Thompson dotted, if it wasn't on the corner, near the plate a couple of times. Doesn't get the calls. And Hunt the walk-off walk. Biscuits win it 5-4, their second walk-off of the series. Shuckers get four runs on eight hits with no errors. Biscuits five runs on 10 hits with one error, and they walked it off for the second time this series. Montgomery wins it 5-4, improves to 13-12. Shuckers fall to 14-11. The extra with the walk-off loss, the second time they've been walked off in the series. We'll take a break, come back, wrap it all up in the Biloxi Shuckers post-game show. Final score from Montgomery. Shuckers fall 5-4.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics is here to help you, Shuckers fans. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in Biloxi, Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics, the official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Beer, soda, hot dogs, all at a discount? That's right. Join the boys of summer at MGM Park every Thursday home game for Thirsty Thursday, presented by Yuengling, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108. Enjoy $2 Yuengling drafts, hot dogs, and sodas along with $4 draft beer specials. Want more? Splash in with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal with reserved level ticket and two drink vouchers for $14. Join in on the fun and reserve your tickets, hey, at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Celebrate the weekend with premium giveaways, specialty jerseys, and unique acts every Saturday night throughout the 2023 season. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Rep the Pearl and Oyster everywhere with a trip to the Shuckers shop at MGM Park and online. Find Shuckers hats, apparel, collectibles, novelties, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond merchandise, and more. Grab your Shuckers gear today at MGM Park or visit shuckers.milbstore.com.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Shuckers post-game show. Let's send it back to the booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back to Montgomery. Jacob Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. The Shuckers fall 5-4 in a walk-off walk in the bottom of the ninth inning. The Biscuits take it down the Shuckers and split the first four games of this series. They win it 5-4, five runs on 10 hits with one error. Shuckers, four runs on eight hits with no errors. David Blake back with you from Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery. Shuckers fall to 14-11, while the Biscuits improve to 13-12. Tough way to lose that game in the last couple of moments. Daryl Thompson comes in. He's been electric all season long. First two batters get on, then a sacrifice bunt pushes runners to second. Third, Mason Auer gets an intentional walk, and then Blake Hunt walks in, and all four pitches were 50-50 calls. If they weren't on the outside or inside corner, they may be missed by half an inch. But it ends up being a walk-off walk, and Daryl Thompson allows his first earned run of the season. It took forever. It is May 5th. It's a season that started all the way back in April, almost a month until Thompson allows his first earned run of the year, but the Shuckers fall 5-4 to the Biscuits. Let's get you the scoring summary on the night. It started early and often for Montgomery. Ronnie Simon led the game off with a double. Greg Jones then struck out, but back-to-back doubles from Mason Auer and Blake Hunt quickly made it 2-0 Montgomery. Seminars, though, settled down after that, allowed just one run before he exited after four innings. After those initial few, it came on an RBI. It came on an RBI single back up the middle from Ronnie Simon that scored Alexander Ovies and made it 3-0. It would extend to 4-0 with a run scored off T.J. Shook in the fifth inning. It was on an RBI single from Heriberto Hernandez that scored Mason Auer, who reached base via a hit by pitch. Shuckers, though, got on the comeback trail. They scored one in the sixth inning on a double from Wes Clark that put Jefferson Carroll to third, but on the throw back in, it went wild from right fielder Heriberto Hernandez and scored Carroll to make it 4-1. In the seventh, the Shuckers would score another to make it 4-2. Noah Campbell, an RBI single on a ball that just short left. Greg Jones, the shortstop, tripped, fell. The ball didn't hit his glove, though, so it wasn't an error. And home came Ethan Murray to make it a 4-2 game. Then in the top of the ninth inning, on a 1-2 count, it was Wes Clark who hammered a two-run home run off the stanchion that holds up the scoreboard in left. Not sure if it might have hit a train. There was one parked out there, but either way, he tied us up at four with his first home run of the year in his second straight multi-hit game. He's now tallied four hits and has also tallied four. He's also driven in four and has tallied two extra base hits in the last 2 days. But in the bottom of the ninth inning, Leika Williams left things off with a single. Ronnie Simon, a single as well. Zach Bunt pushed him to second and third. An intentional walk to Mason Auer, loading him up before Blake Hunt with the walk-off walk gives Montgomery the 5-4 walk-off win, their second walk-off win of the series against the Shuckers. For the Shuckers, four runs, eight hits without an error. The tough part tonight, and this is the part that led to their loss on Wednesday. They were 0-13 on Wednesday with runners in scoring position. Tonight, they go 1-15 and leave 10 men on and fall 5-4. Montgomery, five runs, 10 hits, and one error. Victor Munoz gets the win and improves to 1-2, while Daryl Thompson gets the loss and falls to 1-1. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time to wrap everything up in the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. We'll take a look around the Brewers farm system and around the Southern League as well. 5-4, the final score from Montgomery. Biscuits over the Shuckers. We're back after this.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Oh, Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Montgomery, Jay McQuaid back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network as we wrap things up. A 5-4 Shuckers loss against the Montgomery Biscuits. Shuckers fall to 14-11 on the season, while the Biscuits improve to 13-12. Shuckers get walked off on for the second time in four games and the second time this series. Biscuits use a bases-loaded walk off Shuckers left-handed reliever Darryl Thompson, who in doing so has his first earned run of the year almost a month into the season, as Biloxi falls 5-4 for Montgomery. 5 runs, 10 hits, 1 error for the Shuckers. 4 runs on 8 hits with no errors. Time to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Take a look around the Southern League and the Brewers Farm Report. Finals from around the league. It has gone final in Rocket City, 6-2, Trash Pandas over the Smokies. Shuckers and Trash Pandas match up for 6 games next week at MGM Park. Final from AT&T Field in Chattanooga. That's who the Shuckers play after they play the Trash Pandas. A 6-4 win for Chattanooga. They improve to 12-13 on the year. Birmingham falls to 11-14. Top of the sixth inning. This is a game that originally started at 6:35, same time as we started here in Montgomery. But a massive hour-plus rain delay has backed the game up, rolling in the sixth inning. They're tied at 0, and if the M Braves win tonight against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, the Shuckers and Blue Wahoos will still be tied for first place at 14-11. If Pensacola wins, they will eke a game ahead of the Shuckers at 15-10 on the season. Time to take a look at the farm report as we look around the Brewers farm system, all to brought to you by Owa Parks and Resort. Plan your visit today at visit owa.com. At the big league level, a high-scoring one early. Brewers and Giants tied at 2 from AT&T Park, top of the second inning from San Francisco. In AAA, bottom of the third inning, it's been suspended between St. Paul and Nashville. It's a 3-2 Sounds lead. That game will be completed tomorrow as part of a doubleheader between those two teams. Final in Peoria. Tim Rattlers fall to 8-16 on the year as the Chiefs win it 9-6. A late rally comes up short for Wisconsin. They score 1 in the 8th and 1 in the 9th. Meanwhile, Carolina jumps to first place in their division in the Carolina League. They win 7-1 over Delmarva. They improve to 14-9 in lead the Carolina League South by a game. Delmarva falls to 13-10 on the season. Shuckers back at it tomorrow night, a 6.05 p.m. first pitch against the Biscuits. Shuckers with a win would get their third win of the series, which would split the, or which would give them the at least a split in the 6-game set. Tobias Myers goes for the Shuckers, 2-0 with a 4.18 ERA. That ERA inflated by last time out where he left after an inning and two-thirds due to a blister. Gave up four runs in that inning and two-thirds. He goes up against the left-hander Mason Montgomery, 0-1 with a 3.86 earned run average. That game set for a 6:05 first pitch. We'll be at you with pregame at 5:50 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Shuckers fall 5-4 to Montgomery. Shuckers again at 14-11. Biscuits at 13-12. Final time of the game, 2 hours and 55 minutes in front of 2,353 at Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery. Tobias Myers back on the hill. Shuckers trying to take their third game of the set. We'll be at you at 5:50 with pregame before first pitch at 6:05. From all of us here at the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, thanks so much for tuning in tonight. Have a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 5:50 for game five of a six-game set between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. Have a great night.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM. For all news, stats, highlights, tickets,